This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're here with number one overall draft pick for the Dallas Wings. It is Paige Beckers. Paige, thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, before the draft, I know you and a whole lot of the other, like, soon-to-be pro players were walking the orange carpet, and there was little boys, little girls, and they were just in awe. How cool is that to be on that side of it after, I'm sure you grew up being in awe of a lot of WNBA and NBA players?
Yeah, it's super surreal. It honestly felt like yesterday that I was that little kid who had idols and dreams and aspirations to be the players that I wanted to be growing up. The Minnesota Lynx were the dynasty that I admired the most. I got to see growing up firsthand, going to games and watching them win championships, and then dreaming of going to UConn and looking up to all those players who ever played there. So to be in this position, very grateful, very blessed, and it's just something you never want to take for granted.
Now, later in the night, for somebody who's on the cutting edge of fashion, and I saw that you mentioned this to Time Magazine, how frustrating is it when your look doesn't completely stay together?
It was fine. I was more just nervous and worried. I sweat a lot because I was anxious and I was excited and nervous and all the emotions. But it was fine. I was just more just being overprotective and cautious, but that really wasn't the whole, what I was worried about the entire night. But yeah.
The sweating part, when it comes to that, is it one of those where you like immediately as you're going to something, or is it like, oh no, something big just happened and I start sweating? And for me, it's always the pits. That's the area.
I'm honestly not really a sweater.
Oh.
Specifically in basketball, I sweat here and there, but I'm not like dripping in sweat. But I guess here and there, I guess I get a little sweaty. I don't know.
Hey, that hit you took from Jackie Young, is that the kind of thing, just part of being a rookie and a way to test your guts? And how do you manage that physical part of the game?
I think that just comes with guarding Jackie Young. I mean, she's extremely strong. Grown woman's strength. You can tell by her work ethic and how much effort she puts in taking care of her body and weight stuff in the weight room is very important to her. And again, that's something you don't see as much in college, as a fully developed grown woman with grown woman's strength. But yeah, I mean, that was definitely a welcome moment for sure. Slid to stay in front and then took a straight shoulder to the chest. So I'm glad Dejanay was there to get that jump ball because I needed a second.
There you go. So the last few years have been kind of a lightning bolt for intrigue for women's college hoops. Who's the next big name that we need to know about in college basketball?
Sarah Strong. I think she's the best player in the country. I think two best players in the country will be on UConn next year, and AZ and Sarah. But obviously the entire team has great pieces, and the entire team is extremely talented. I'm biased, of course.
Yeah.
But Sarah Strong has every single piece you can ask for in a basketball player. She competes at a high level. She just wants to win, and she has all the intangibles, the skills, the stuff you can't teach. And she's a freshman, so I'm excited to see her growth.
I think a lot of times there's stereotypes about Texas people. Are you surprised that we don't all have accents and like have horses and everything?
Yeah, there hasn't been much of accents. There's been a few, of course. You're not going to not have any, but there's been, I've listened to less country music than I thought. But the food has been great. That's lived up to the hype for sure. But no, I've got a little bit more exploring to do, so excited to do that.
Yeah, our friend Brandon Hurtado, we heard you got a chance to get a little bit of his barbecue. What are your thoughts there?
That was amazing. I've never had food like that in my life. I love where I'm from and I love where I went to school, but that food is a little different.
Oh my God. I so agree with you on that. Now, given how quickly everything in life can move, I'm curious, have you had the opportunity to like take a minute to enjoy any of this? And if so, like I've heard that maybe you're kind of cataloging it along the way or photographing it. Like, have you had a chance to enjoy all of this?
Yeah, a huge focus of mine this past year was being present and just enjoying every single moment. It's easy to get caught up in life and what's next and what is there left to accomplish or what's the next step in my journey. But I think just stopping and looking around to smell the roses sometimes is really rewarding. And it just, I mean, you got to do it. Like I said, there's so much things that you can get caught up in life, worldly fulfillments, thinking about worldly possessions and stuff like that, which goes along with my faith and just being grateful for waking up in the morning and being grateful to be here in Dallas on a WNBA team with a great people around me, a great organization. And then obviously how the chapter ended at UConn, wouldn't trade it for the world, my entire journey there. So you do a lot of reflecting. I'm a huge person that doesn't, you want to learn from the past, not sulk on it, and just continue to get better and grow every day.
Talk with Paige Beckers right here on 105.3 The Fan. You just mentioned your faith. At the end of July, I'm going on my first ever mission trip, and we're going to Germany. I know you have traveled all over the world. Do you have any international tips for me, travel or otherwise?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Maybe have a translator always nearby. Find yourself embracing the culture. Don't look for America in other places, but just enjoy every single part of the new culture. Ask questions, learn, go see all the places you want to see. And don't just, I mean, you'll be tired, but don't just sit around and not explore what you went to explore.
Now, I like that.
My co-host didn't tell you, though. He likes very plain food, and he's very particular about that. Should he try to experience the food in other countries, too, though?
See, I'm pretty picky, too, so I understand that for sure. But I think you ought to try it, and like then if you don't, overseas in foreign McDonald's, I will say, is better than America. No offense.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. You got to see for yourself.
Okay.
They just make it with more love, I think.
Okay. So I'll make you a deal, and I think we're going to be on the same page on this. I'll try some new food if you can agree with me that people who call us picky, they just don't get it. Like, we're just very particular. That's not bad.
No, picky isn't a diss to me. It's a compliment. I like what I like, and I know what I like, and I'm a very decisive person.
Now, I was reading up that Asia Wilson said the best advice she has for you is for you to ask questions, be a sponge, and just continue. Never stop asking questions to the people in the league. Do you have any questions for us?
Do I have any questions for you?
Yeah, do you have any questions for us? I mean, if she's saying ask questions, we can answer. We're from DFW. We can answer lots of questions.
Well, yeah, what's the best top three food spots in the Dallas Arlington area?
Okay, Dallas Arlington area. You got Hurtado. That's the number one spot for us for sure. If you haven't had Whataburger yet, you got to find yourself a Whataburger. That's the way to go there. Uh-huh. Kevin, you have an option here?
I'm trying to think. I depended on you to be my foodie. I just go everywhere and order the exact same thing because that's what I like. So I'm not the perfect person to ask about that.
You got Joe Tears.
Okay, well, I have another question.
Okay.
Best golf courses.
Oh, best golf courses around here. See, I'm one of those, I like Keaton, but that's like one I grew up on. It's very small. There's a tower in the middle of the 13th hole that you got to hit around. So that's the one that I really like. But you have golf courses, I would say the Four Seasons, if you can get into that one. Our friend Derek Holland, he's over in that area.
I bet she can get into it.
Yeah, I think you should try that one out for sure. That's definitely an option. And then you got the PGA out here in the Frisco area. So that's a good option for you as well.
And then also,
I need some like beginner level.
Okay.
Courses,
okay.
I would say.
Yeah. We're gonna look over and we're gonna look at the Highlands. We're gonna look at Tennyson Park in Dallas. That's where you want to go. You want to go to Tennyson is the first one you want to check out. All right.
Okay. Sounds great.
And then the other restaurant to go to is Nick and Sam's.
Yeah.
Nick and Sam's. Yeah. That place is freaking incredible, incredible, incredible.
You'll love it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to the other two, so I'll try that one.
The other part, though, that question was, who do you turn to? Who have you reached out to in the WNBA for advice?
Definitely a lot of the UConn alums through that network and through the relationships I've already built through that college experience. Jewel Lloyd was another one. Natasha Cloud's another one. I mean, there's been a lot of people that I can reach out to. Sue, Diana, talking with Maya. Stewie, I mean, there's just so many resources, especially through the UConn pipeline, that relationship and connection always stays open.
You talked a lot about how you grew up loving the Minnesota Lynx dynasty. How cool is it that when y'all open the regular season a week from Friday, it is going to be hosting the Minnesota Lynx?
Yeah, that's super crazy. When I was young, maybe 6th or 7th grade, I was at a Lifetime in St. Louis Park, right outside the city of Minneapolis, and Cheryl Reeve was lifting weights, and she actually ended up coming to the gym and sort of putting me through some stuff and working me out. And to be a young kid and have that experience of one of the best WNBA coaches ever to take some time and coach you at such a young age, something I'll never forget. And now we're in a league where I'll be playing against her with the Dallas Wings. So it's just really a full circle moment and crazy to think about.
A lot of people said, Paige wants to do this, Paige wants to do that. I'm sure you really love media speaking for you. did you ever have any hesitation about coming to Dallas or coming to Arlington?
No, I'm glad you asked because, like you said, everybody had their own narratives and stuff they thought to be true, but I don't think anybody actually heard it from my mouth. But I was excited for Dallas. It's just an opportunity to do something new, new GM, new coaches, a lot of new in the organization. So to be able to start in new and build this new foundation this year with an amazing team, amazing coaching staff, and amazing people throughout the entire organization, embrace a new city that's shown a lot of love and welcomed me and the other rookies with open arms and even the new free agent and trade pieces. So I'm extremely excited for it. I was extremely excited for it. I also wasn't really focused on it at the time in the moment. But now that it's true and it's coming into fruition, there was never a doubt.
You talked about all the new with Dallas. How cool is it that they're also renovating and going to have a new arena in a couple of seasons for y'all?
Yeah, the new practice facilities next year, the new arena is after that. So like I said before, just a whole lot of new. And we know how important recovery, having the right equipment, the right resources, the right people, and running that practice facility in the new arena, how important that is to draw free agents in, to build success, to build just a longevity of continued success and people wanting to be here and be in the city and play here. So it's extremely important, and like the growth in women's sports, to be able to have our own practice facilities, our own arenas, our own love and support, it's been really cool to see.
Well, Paige, you did great in this interview. My next question is, how have we done? What would you grade this? Is this your favorite interview so far?
Good. I'll give you guys an A.
Nice.
I would say, like, as I've gone through media like heavily these past 3 weeks, it's cool to hear some new questions. It was cool for you to let me ask questions.
Yes.
So I'm sure you could hear a lot of answers from Safari or the internet that you could ask me questions and probably be the same answer. So to get new ones and switch it up, I think you guys did a good job.
Nice.
Okay, good. And I wanted to let you know, and hopefully you'll come on the show with us again. We were so professional today. We usually like to goof around even more.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for engaging in our nonsense.
Yeah, go ahead. Next time I'm on, you can goof off a lot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah. Okay, one more quick question then. We were about to joke that since it was a pre-record, we could do whatever we wanted. Would you have stayed on the line if I was like, first question?
Oh, no.
I would have.
I would have
appreciated the energy.
All right, let's go.
Next time.
Thank you very much, Paige. Time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That was a legitimate laugh right there. That was a legitimate laugh. And I do appreciate very much Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. All the people sending in restaurant and golf course recommendations. Yeah. Because of their practice schedule, we had to record that yesterday.
We'll send them over to her.
Yeah.
And we got a friend there now.
And so it was not live, but she said, next time I come on the show. And then from the 469, hey guys. Could you let Paige know I DM'd her on Instagram? I want to customize her some shoes. And if you can do that, I will customize a pair for you guys for Peace-a-thon as well.
Oh, wow. Well, they just also responded and said, dang it, it was a free record.
But that doesn't mean that we don't have a connection now that we can try to make that happen. And look, this time I knew.
What did we tell you about that?
I know this. If you've seen the video when I tried to spring out of my chair because I was like, "What the hell did you just do?" This time, at least I knew, and we were just having some fun. And I loved it when she goes, "Yeah, I love the intensity right there.
I love that energy."
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it is a jam-packed expressway Nelly ticket giveaway. We will talk with Bruce Bochy and also breaking down Stars, Jets, and your official predictions for the season. Next, right here on The Fan.
And off the clock here in the third period. Rantanen again. Rantanen scores! Off the skate of Gerard, the former Colorado Avalanche star has scored twice to tie it for Dallas.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We will talk with Bruce Bochy in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, and yes, for everyone who enjoyed the interview, thank you very much. We love talking with Paige Beckers. We hope we get to have her on again soon. I wanted to remind you, if you want to go see the Dallas Wings, they have a
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Preseason home game Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then they open the regular season a week from Friday, 6:30, against the Minnesota Lynx. We referenced that in the interview at the College Park Center in Arlington. All right, so if you want to make your way. And then also, there's a handful of tickets left for Wings Fever at the American Airlines Center, which will be the first meeting between Paige and Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. So you have plenty of opportunities to go see the Wings in person if you want to make that happen. But Corey, you said the thing that you have been focused on all day, George Pickens aside, is Stars and the Winnipeg Jets. How are we feeling about this series? And do you guys have predictions? Feel free to send in predictions. Twitch, YouTube, 877-881-1053 on the fan text.
I'm actually feeling very confident. I think just the last game we watched against the Jets was not too, like, that didn't feel good.
Or the one before that, yeah.
And, I mean, quite honestly, this season against them wasn't easy at all.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yeah.
For them, they were 3-1. So, but this Stars team did something that I just, watching them play against Colorado really made me think, oh man, they're a different level. And so that's why I have this much faith in them. I'm picking against them tonight. I want to see this game
once,
but I'm pick, and you know what? I hope it backfires.
Yeah,
but I am picking. They don't win on game one.
Eight straight losses.
But Pete DeBoer does a fantastic job of playing the chess match within a series. He does so well at picking his spots, throwing things out there, trying to figure out what he's supposed to do throughout an entire series. And seeing that they've been fiddling with the lines a little bit, I haven't seen any updated information on Robertson. Have you?
I have not.
So I'm still.
But it does sound like maybe GTD. He's trending towards playing.
Yeah, GTD was what we had. Robertson was on the ice for this morning for the optional skate, but he's still a game time decision. So that's where Haskin is out for tonight, but he is skating today.
Okay,
so,
it is crazy that Robo might be back before Haskin in there.
Yeah, and that just kind of shows you the severity. And Kevin, you know the minutes that Haskin wants to put on his body.
Yes.
He's like, I got to be out there. And they feel like they want to have him out there. But that's where we are with that right now. So I'm picking them to lose tonight. But Kevin, within the next five games after that, the series will be over. So I'm picking Stars in six.
Ooh, okay. Man, I like the boldness of Choppy. He called a Stars sweep and then said if they lose tonight, he'll change it to Stars in five. So that won't fundamentally change what he thinks about the series. He's like, just tax on it.
I do have a question for you, though. Is there any sport where the bounce of the ball or puck or whatever changes a game as much as hockey? I mean, golf, I think, a little bit, but
it's tough to say as much, but I was going to say basketball. But the difference is, like, you'll see a plethora of baskets, whereas
how often do you see a basket bounce off of somebody's shoe, though? You know, like, that's...
But you do see, like, an accidental tap in, yes, or tap out where you miss a rebound, but not as much just because that one, it's not like that basket is worth 30 points.
Right.
Whereas that's essentially the equivalent in hockey, where if it went off your boot, then you're like, well, crap.
Yeah. No,
you just gave up a 30-point shot.
And that's that feeling of, like, when you're going into a series, a game could be changed by a lucky bounce.
Yes.
And, you know, even with Miko's goal there, that was lucky that skate was there to go in. But if you're the better team over a seven-game series, those bounces fall your way.
Maybe he said this, maybe he didn't. I didn't hear it. If he did, I would love for Miko to come out and be like, yeah, luck had nothing to do with it.
I knew where he'd
be. I saw where he was, and I was like, I'll just ricochet off his skate. Now, you brought it up.
I see the ice better than anybody. I know more about hockey than any of these guys.
Okay, now that's hellebuck. So the Stars have lost eight straight games, and they have not won a game one under Pete DeBoer.
Okay.
Now, one of the hypotheses that was thrown out was that several of those games were at home, and maybe a change of scenery and being on the road for game one, where frequently you have been at home for game one, could help change things up. Because if the Stars win game one of this series, like, obviously you'll be excited that they won, but I will be unreasonably excited that they won because of how much they struggle in this game.
Yeah, and that would be interesting too, considering how the line change is set up too in favor of Winnipeg at home. So what would DeBoer be doing differently that would set him up that way?
All right, so you're going Dallas in six. I think that's where I am as well, Dallas in six.
A lot of people saying soccer with deflections.
Soccer makes sense too. Yeah, and because that's another thing where
limited
like...
limited amount of points.
Exactly. Whereas in basketball, all right, you're going to score 100 points. Did you get a bad rebound? Did you get a bad bounce? Maybe it cost you 6 points. But like it didn't cost you 30 points. And so I could see that. Soccer makes sense.
We all do agree though that football's weird. Charging every touchdown for six and stuff like that. But one run, one home run, one run.
All right. I like it. Right now, brought to you by National Car Rental, whether you're on the ground, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, it's time for our talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, I guess, or afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah,
you know, it's afternoon here, and I just dropped the ball on that. So yeah. Sorry for getting our interview off to a rough start.
All now, good.
Now, I realize there's a lot to talk about with last night's game, with the shaking up of the staff. But I was curious, as a manager, I know moves have been made, but do you ever feel compelled to just like walk in the locker room with so many great hitters and just have to tell the team like, hey, remember who the F you are? Like, is that part of a manager's job? Is like, hey, I'll motivate you right now.
Yeah, there's times when you do that. Yeah, we've met, trust me. Yeah, we've had meetings. They've had their meetings. I was part of their meeting. Then we had one in my office bringing the group in. Yeah, you try everything. That's what you do. Part of it is, we're more than what we are right now or what we become. And don't forget who you are. Yeah, all those things. You want to remind them because they need this is when they need you. They need you to be behind them. That means it's easy to get down on your players when they're not playing at their best. But that's when they really need help. And whether, you got to read the room, you got to get the pulse, the tempo of the club, and whether it's screaming or trying to motivate, whatever. And they're men, and I like to treat people the way I would want to be treated. If I'm not playing right, tell me. But I don't need to be yelled at if I'm if I'm giving my best effort. And I feel that way with this club. They're grinding. Trust me. I mean, you'd be shocked how much they are hitting and working on things. And sometimes less is more. And, I got to figure out when to back off. And yesterday, for example, I thought was good that, we couldn't get on the field because of the rain. But, guys didn't wear themselves out. And, they played. I just love the energy last night that we played with.
Yeah, it was absolutely fun to watch last night for sure, Boach. Players from Brett Boone's era, they were real big on that two-strike approach, and it was just kind of a little bit different rather than just swing as hard as you can, get this great swing off. How different do you think your two-strike approach is going to be heading forward with Boone?
Yeah, it is an area we can get better at. I think we have been better the last couple of days. We're putting the ball in play. We're not trying to get too big with the swing, trying to take what they give us. I know with Booney, a big thing with him, who hit a lot of home runs and did a lot of slugging, he would choke up a little bit. He'd choke up, open up a little bit, try to shorten things up. I think, that's going to be talked about. Everybody's different. One hitter, he's not going to be comfortable doing that. So these are things that, we have been trying. But when a guy like Booney that's, had a really, really big career and talks about his struggles and things he did, it's going to relate to these guys.
You had Piazza in San Diego, and what I learned about him was he was stubborn on, I'm not swinging at certain pitches at all. I'm just not going to do it. he forced pitchers to make perfect pitches, and that was how he earned his home runs. How important is it to earn a home run, really put pressure on pitchers?
Well, fear creates more pitches, and what I mean, it creates walks. I got Beasley stealing some potato chips out of my office right now. these guys wait till I get busy. I can't stop them.
Hey, at least you're not busy on a fishing boat, though, right?
Right. Yeah. But getting serious again, yeah.
All right, gotcha.
By the way, I know I did get your message about that fishing trip. Sometimes you get concerned if you do go fishing. Some people are going, well, wait a minute, you're working. But, we do sometimes for a couple hours get out early in the morning just to get away. But getting back to your question, and now you have to
putting fear in the pitchers.
You earn those counts, and how you earn them is great fear, and that's by doing some damage. And they're attacking us. That's one thing. They're not. It's hard to get walks when they're coming right at us. But if we get back to who we are, and our identity is, team fears or pitchers fears, and that's why I love some of the swings we took yesterday.
Especially now that Leody has been picked up by the Mariners. I was curious if you can give us any insight into why did that just not work, end up working out here?
Well, and I love Leo. Leo's a great teammate. And, Leo, he's a streaky player, very talented. There's nothing the guy couldn't do. He could run, play defense, switch hitter, stronger from the left side, obviously, but to run in some balls. But we're getting a little crowded here, and Evan Carter's ready, and so to have a guy like Leo sitting on the bench, he's pretty well. I mean, he's getting his salary's getting up there. That's something you don't want guys like that sitting there. And so anyway, with Carter coming up, he's going to get the lion's share playing center field. Now, they don't complement each other so well because they're similar. Their strong suit is from the left side. And we need more of a right-handed bat. And so that's how this all came down. And I'm happy for Leo. I talked to him yesterday. He's going to big leagues with our competitor, unfortunately. But he is going to the big leagues.
Now, you mentioned Evan Carter. We were all excited to see him have some pretty immediate success in the game yesterday. I'm curious, since he has kind of a back issue that has to be managed, how do you balance managing the pain versus, hey, sometimes you're going to have to play through a little bit of pain?
Well, first of all, he's not in pain right now. That's what's good to see is how healthy he is. That's always a fine line between playing with pain and doing more damage. Some guys pain talk.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Orange are different, obviously. Like when you're talking about the area where it was bothering them, it's hard to play through that, and then you're just going to compound the damage by running and swinging a bat. Swinging a bat is, especially trying to hit major league pitch, you're doing some serious rotating. And you got to be smart about it. As far as him, his workload, I'm going to rely on my medical staff. He's going to play these three, and then if all goes well, then he'll be off the first day in Detroit. Looks like we're going to see Scooble. So I'll pick and choose certain days that he'll be off, so you know, we don't run him in the ground here.
Is Adolis okay? And can you walk me through what you were thinking during that seventh inning when you were kind of yelling out at him while he was on second base, and then the conversation you went out there and had with him after the inning was over?
Yeah, well, it happened at first base when he legged out the ball, and so he kind of reached down there, but it was a cramp. It wasn't a hamstring pull, and he was confident that that's all it was. Ragsdale was letting us know he's okay. Well, he got a second. He's still kind of grabbing it. And I'm trying to get something from Goldie to let me know, because last thing we wanted was a base hit, and he's trying to score, and then now we lose him for 6-7 weeks. So anyway, okay. Lucky our trainer and I went out there and checked on him. He said, no, I'm telling you, I'm good. It's just a cramp. And so anyway, that's all that was.
Okay. Ooh, all right. That was good. Makes me feel a lot better right now.
Now, we have Chris Young on our airwaves every single week. And one of the things that he talked about earlier this week was Alejandro Rosario, and still talking about like the work in progress he is, and maybe he'll move up to AAA. I know you're busy with the big club, but from the reports you get and everything, what else do you want to see from him in the minors, since he made such a big impression in spring training?
Well, I mean, right now he needs more time there. Not something you want to see. It's a consistent, just the consistent play from those guys. Like Krim, we brought up, what do we want to see from him? Well, we want to see him slug down there. He's a first baseman. That's what was going to get him up to the big leagues. Now, granted, he hasn't got a hit yet, but he did what he's supposed to do. And but with Rosario, it's just a matter of time. And, of course, you never know during the season when you're, forced to maybe bring guys up. And going back to Carter, when we brought him up in 23, I mean, we brought him up at an early age, including Langford, these guys. And, when they start doing things and they make enough noise that earn the right to go up or even go up another step, whether it's to double A or triple A, that's all you're looking for is a consistent play.
Now, I know a lot of discussion about the offense this week, and I guess for several weeks, but I don't want it to be lost that you're in the midst of, I know there was a day off in between, but you got back-to-back really top-notch starts from DeGrom and Eovaldi. How much easier does that make life from managing the bullpen to not needing to score as many runs?
Yeah, well, I'm a firm believer pitching is going to get you there. Pitching is going to win it for you. And I couldn't be prouder of this staff, what they're doing right now, surpassing even what we thought. We thought we had a pretty good staff, but they've been incredible on the starting side and in the bullpen. And so, no, it does make life a lot easier, but it doesn't make it easier when you give up two and you get beat 2-1.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what was frustrating us, you know. So, yeah, and we thought this offense would be, you know, an offense that would consistently score between 4 and 5 runs a game on the average. And we have not done that. That's why our record's not better. It's not because of the pitching. With our pitching, if our offense were done anything close to what we thought, I mean, we'd be right where we wanted to be.
Boach, you ever played or managed a game with fire alarms going off before?
Well, I've had some things. I've had the lights go out, fire alarms. Yeah. I don't know, sprinklers. You know, the old major league scene. Was it major league where the sprinklers went off? Or Bull Durham?
I think it was Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, yeah.
Yeah, Bull Durham, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting old, so you got to help me out on some of this stuff. But no, seriously, it's funny. You'll see things on the field that you think you've seen, and the man, I don't even know the rule. You know, when some one thing may come up, I got to, you know, go through it again. But it's the same thing at the ballpark. During the year, you're always going to see something you haven't seen before.
And the other thing too, I want to go back to the hitting approach and everything. Is it fair to say maybe that the hitters are going up with a little freer mindset? Maybe with sometimes you get all the analytics in there and it just kind of clutters things up. Is it a little bit of a freer approach for these guys?
Well, that's what we're trying to make it. Okay. We're trying to declutter what's happened with some guys. Whether it's And it's not, I'm not just talking analytics, but I'm talking with their struggles on the mental side. Try to keep it simple here and be on the attack. Hey, I'm a big believer. You go down swinging, and that's what we want these guys to do. And just get your ace swings off. And I thought last night they did a great job. They were on time and with the fastball, but they weren't chasing, and so we've got two good games in a row, and so hopefully this is something they build on, and it will, as you mentioned, not clutter or declutter what's been going through their head once they have some success. Now, I can tell you a guy like Peterson, he's trying it, and now that pressure just mounting on him, because he wants to make a good presence. It was just so good to see him go out there and let it go like he did last night.
And by the way, multiple people pointed out, thank you for answering my Alejandro Osuna question, even though I'm pretty sure I said Rosario. Thank you very much for still answering that question nonetheless. Back to Evan Carter. One of the things that he talked about, he's like, how cool is it to be back in the big leagues and be at Fenway Park? And I'm sure in this profession or any profession, it's easy to like get jaded. So how cool is it to see those players who are still in awe of the game or being in the show or being at Fenway?
You broke up on me there.
Okay. So Evan Carter was talking about how cool it was to be back in the bigs, back in Major League Baseball, back at Fenway. I know you can get jaded, or just people in general can get jaded. So how cool is it to see players who are still like so enthusiastic to get to play this game and get to be at Fenway?
Yeah. When you walk in this place, of course, you're seeing a lot of history here. I mean, the Green Monster, a lot of guys are going up at today at 1 o'clock or 1:30. I think they're up there now. To see these guys come in and to see, how excited they are to be here playing in a ballpark that Babe Ruth played in, or Ted Williams, Yastrzemski, all those guys. But even some of the coaches, Brett Boone played the big leagues, 14, 15 years, and not longer. And, here he's back on the field in the big leagues. And just to see how excited he was and his enthusiasm, it's pretty cool to see.
Well, thank you very much for the time. As always, good sir. Best luck in the game tonight and keep those wins rolling.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I was trying to think who you're talking about, Osuna.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We have Rosario, but he's
hurt. Yeah. Multiple people texted in, and I messed that up. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, but Osuna, he's a guy that has so much ability, but you love the way he plays the game, the energy he plays with. And, yeah, it's just a matter of time with this kid. And, you know, now that Carter's up there, I'm not sure what we're going to do with him. But, I mean, very, very exciting player that we're looking forward to, you know, seeing his progress because he will be here at some point.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you.
I saw
the Rangers.
Yeah, I saw multiple people text it in, and I was like, son of a gun. How did I mess that up? And I looked at my notes. I messed it up because in my notes I wrote Rosario.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, so you messed it up from the jump.
I missed an opportunity to tell Boach that it's okay to tell you to be better. You know?
That's
it's okay
fair.
To tell Kevin to be
That's
better,
fair.
Boach.
And like, I clearly heard the CY interview, uh-huh. knew the quote, knew the player, but then somehow got it mixed up with a pitcher who obviously has had some arm problems. He's out for like another year. But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. It happens sometimes.
And it's in my notes. I wrote Rosario, so I really dropped the ball.
I love that he let us know that Beasley was in there taking some of his chips. Like that's the kind of stuff that I hope that Boach has some fun with from here on out, man. That's fun.
And from the 972, Bochy wanted to keep talking.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I'd talk to the man all day. I absolutely would.
Absolutely. And look, you brought it up. You can always stand to get better, which is why we're going to transition to the NBA playoffs and talking about this player and how another coach, I feel like, specifically said you need to get better. Go ahead and give me the positive highlight. Cut number 12, Anthony Edwards.
Edwards slicing up and down. Count it. Foul. That kid is something else.
Now, did not end up mattering yesterday as Minnesota, they lost game one to the Warriors 99-88. The intriguing thing that comes out of that is Steph Curry with the injury. He will be out for at least game two. We'll see what happens after that. But they've already announced grade one hamstring strain. He's going to be out for game two. And then we'll pick up how it goes from there. But I know what has caught your attention, and I'm really intrigued by like some of the legends that Anthony Edwards has already knocked out in the playoffs. Now, obviously, he wasn't good enough to knock out Luka, but, you know, we took care of that ourselves, I guess. If he takes down KD, LeBron, now Steph, and Luka, I know he beat him with the Lakers. Does he become the face of the sport? I know he said, like, I don't really care about that. But, like, usually it feels like media sometimes decides
that.
No,
yeah, they
that.
Decide for it.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Jordan, he forced it, obviously, because of his play and his competitiveness. But the media liked his look. They liked the way he played. They liked all these things about him. And they were like, this is somebody we can market. And the marketing part of it, too, the marketing arm of it. With Anthony Edwards, I think people love the tenacity he plays with. And it does remind them of Jordan in that respect. Everybody, we're looking for the next Michael Jordan. Like, we are. LeBron James wanted to be the next Michael Jordan.
Sure.
Like, wanted to thrust himself in that conversation. I think that's why people wanted to fight against it so much, of you're not him.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to claim it. Whereas Kobe was just like, I want to be like him. You know, like, I just, and so people, like, admire Kobe for that part of it. Anthony Edwards is just like, I just want to beat the best. So that's that version where you're just like, oh, he's not asking for it at all. He's just, it's kind of being put on him. I think he can, but when, you know, taking down, if he could take down Steph at full health, that would be a difference maker for him for sure.
And LeBron, after that series wrapped up, he said to Anthony Edwards, take the next step.
Yeah, he has to. He definitely has to. And I saw somebody, I don't want to give him credit. I can't remember who it was. They said, the Minnesota Timberwolves are either amazing to watch or you don't want to see it at all. Like that kind of team is the way that is. Bit.
And that's funny because that leads us back around to the audio I know you're intrigued by. Give me cut number 16. This is Anthony Edwards and the Steve Kerr discussion about like, hey, what does Steve Kerr think about you?
It was crazy because like before he came, I thought I was like working hard. And like when he came, I was going through the drills and he kept stopping them like, that's all you got, that's all you got. And I'm like, bro, I'm going hard as you want me to go. Like, what you want me to do? I'm sweating crazy. He like, man, you got to see Steph and KD and Klay work out. And we went to dinner that night, and they still was continuously telling me, like, you didn't work hard enough. Like, if we had the number one pick, we wouldn't take you. And I was just like, damn, that's crazy. So me and my trainer ran home after dinner, and we just talking like, bro, we got to pick it up. I don't know how. I don't know what we got to do. Like, but we got to pick it up. And I think after that, man, it's just I became a madman in the gym. And, like, I try to work till I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
See, I love hearing that. But then somebody texted this in the middle of the quote. And I don't really agree with this. But that's okay. I also said good morning to Boach. You know what I liked about that? He said, well, I guess it's good afternoon here. And then I was like, hey, good job, Nimrod. It's afternoon here. Way to start it out. But
you know what? He's been on the West Coast a few times, yeah, Kevin, so I get
he
it.
He gets it.
Yeah.
He plays for Minnesota. That market is garbage. He's not going to be the face of the league ever. I will just tell you, I think people forget what a no man's land Golden State was.
Before.
For a long time. Before that
before
thing.
Before Klay Thompson.
Yeah. But, but I think people sometimes underestimate how the players can jumpstart a league. Like Oklahoma City is a nothing market, but if in the grand scheme of things. But if you look back with KD, Westbrook, and Harden, it looked like they were on the cusp of being like the hub of the NBA, strictly from a competitive standpoint. Now, they are still pretty big favorites, even after losing game one, to make a run at the NBA championship. And if those start to stack up, you will see Oklahoma City turn into like, it won't change the market size, but all of a sudden you'll be like, ooh, Oklahoma City, big, big game tonight. Because that's what happened with Golden State. They were just a place like that people didn't really care about.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I feel like it's about...
Let's give something away, Boach!
877-881-1053.
Now...
We'll win a pair of tickets, if you're caller number 10, to go see Nelly at the Dos Equis Pavilion on September 5th. You can, of course, go buy tickets, or you can win them for free right now. 877-881-1053. Caller number 10. We'll do this giveaway tomorrow and Friday as well. And next is the C Block.
DeMarcus Ware has a thought on Micah Parsons. Next on The Fan.